This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
And we're doing two more segments. And then Gerald Celente, always informative, is going to be taking over. We're going to Jack, Gene, and Joe, and Derek, and Alex, and David, and Carlos, and many others here in a moment. But getting back to the fact that it was missionaries and Christian groups in East Germany and the Soviet Union that, you know, helped bring that down. You're talking about the Christians are the majority of those being persecuted. Hollywood admits they're pissed at the Russians because they're becoming really Christian again and really promoting things that will have them be a good, stable country. Why would the elite, so many of them, want to destroy fundamental Christian ethos that's made this country so successful? Why?
First of all, they don't understand Christianity. Secondly, let me put a lot of the blame on many of the ministers whom I've talked to, including, and I will be very frank, I've talked to fundamentalists, and I won't name who they are, across from Baptists to CMA, Christian Missionary Alliances, to different leaders within the Christian community. And what I hear is, oh, well, you know, we just talk about our sermons. And so I don't have a focal point for which I have been trying to proselytize to say for 20 years, it's Christianity that is being slaughtered all over the world. Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan. You want to send a missionary to Pakistan? Good luck. You want to send missionaries to different parts of Asia and China? Good luck. And what I'm trying to say, and I'm trying to convene all of these missionaries and these leaders of different groups into one group, but they don't want to do it. So part of it is our own problem within Christianity. Even as a Jew, I can say, look, I have a spirit of the Christianity. I understand what it takes to do this type of solidification within America to make it an export. China prosecutes Christians. Africa prosecutes Christians. The Muslim countries prosecute. Go to Saudi Arabia, to the great Mohammed bin Salman, who just did an IPO for $2 trillion, and ask the great Mohammed bin Salman, the prince, you know what? I want to set up a church near Mecca and Medina. Let's hear what he has to say. You can go to Iran, and I can tell you that the Christians are treated well. Not incredibly well, but the Persians have no problems with the Christians. Go to Saudi Arabia. Go somewhat to Jordan, see what happens. Israel has to protect Christian sites because it's Israeli boys who protect it. And go to Israel to see the beginnings of Christianity. But I have to lay fault with the different leaders with the different sects of Christianity here.
They're ashamed of the faith. They bought in the whole ecumenical thing. And they don't get that Texas was founded by Christians that were sent in a decade before by the president at the time, and it's always been Christians expanding the West and building real civilizations at work, and all these other groups know it and go exterminate these people because the leadership of the West may figure out how powerful this is and how this works. It's incredible that the biggest weapon we have in the arsenal of liberty is Christianity, and we've allowed it to be liberalized and turned into a leftist farce and destroyed, and these preachers aren't using any of the real power God gave them.
Well, let me put it this way. So let's be fair. Number one, we have a problem. I've had a problem with the Catholicism. Not that I'm anti-Catholic. On the contrary, my aunt was a Catholic, and I used to go to a church in Albion, Toulouse. But I have a real problem because Pope Francis had been involved with the junta in Argentina in the 1970s, and I had asked Vance to go down and either arrest him or deal with him as a terrorist because he worked with the junta in Argentina and allowed and supported the death of 3 to 4 of our nuns, American nuns, and 2 of our American Jesuit priests. From that point on, the church was already stigmatized, Catholic Church, including all the pedophilia, which has never been addressed. So nobody was held accountable. None of the archbishops were held accountable. Some of them are going right now, but Pope Francis was one of the biggest criminals of all. I said he was a terrorist, and they didn't want to accept it. But the fundamentalist Christians can't get along with each other. There has to be an ecumenical council wherein in America they get together and understand it. One of the most powerful tools I had in the Soviet Union was not my ability to manipulate. It was my ability to insert Christianity through Pope John and the Greek Orthodox Church and the Russian.
Stay there, back in 60s.
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Don't shop with Amazon and other big tech companies that hate your guts. Take the InfoWars Christmas Challenge and support the fight for freedom. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good. Little elves and spread the info war, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. We're also coming out of the gates with specials we've never had before. The Christmas Mega Pack is at cost at $99.95. Get two bottles of Knockout, two bottles of Brain Force Plus, one box of Turbo Force, one bottle of Ultimate Krill Oil, and one bottle of Survival Shield X3 at cost. Again, find this amazing special and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the info war.
A dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
And who's in command? The American people and their will to not be slaves. We're just a focal point of all that. Or Steve Pachinik is our guest. Got his new book out. Find out more details at stevepachinik.com. So he'll come back during the new year. Let's run through a bunch of calls here. Here's one. He's a psychiatrist. We can't diagnose him at a far here, violate the, the Goldwater rule. But Jack in Wisconsin, you got a question for Dr. Pachinik. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hey, Jack.
Hi, Dr. P. I got two questions for you. The first one is the last time you were on with Owen, you wanted this great talk about how majority of U.S. presidents were under one form of mind control or another. Do you believe President Trump is under any form of mind control? And if so, what type?
No. What I said basically is that the presidents had different illnesses. John F. Kennedy had Addison's disease. A few of the others, Reagan had dementia, which was earlier than anybody thought. Trump is, quite frankly, quite healthy. And as a physician, I'm amazed that he can eat what he does and ostensibly doesn't even exercise.
He does have incredible genetics, and the family's known for those.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, it's a German loading. And also, what people don't understand, and he doesn't say much about it, his uncle was a famous MIT professor, and he never talks about him. And I'm just amazed. He's quite modest about his family. So the answer is
What about the effects? I know that Roy Cohn was a bad guy and had some problems, but you know, the whole House Un-American Activities Committee, whole situation with McCarthy, who it turned out was right in many ways. I mean, Trump sat around, you know, in the middle of that as a young adult and really the John Birch Society and all that and, you know, really got a conspiratorial view, which is how things work. I think that really shaped Trump as well.
Well, I think many things did. One of the things that, as a New Yorker, I understood about Trump, and I didn't know him personally, but we were very impressed, and I said it a long time ago. When a man builds a skating rink for the city of New York for young kids because Koch couldn't do it in 8 years and doesn't charge anything, that tells you a lot about his character. I don't care what he says. I don't care about his tweets. What I care about, what the American public has to understand, Democrats, Republicans, or independent, you have to look at the outcome of what he's done, the Doral, the casinos, the condominiums. You do not create assets which are viable and make a living, and you cannot be ineffectual. It just doesn't happen. Mike Bloomberg has the same attitude. He created an asset which was very valuable. Maybe he's worth more or less than Trump. I don't particularly care. But among all of the candidates in the Democratic Party, you will have another businessman there.
And you want new blood and things. We got to jump. So everybody, but good point. That's let's go ahead and talk to.
Right.
Let's go ahead and take a call from Joe in Texas. Joe, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It was nice to talk to you. I want to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you and Dr. McChenick. I didn't know a lot about politics before 2015. When Hillary said you was dog heart, that legitimized you and everything, you know, what you were talking about. You know, I knew you. It let me know you.
I did love it when Hillary called me dark heart. That's a good nickname.
That had me like, I'm like, okay, that's the truth. Because she's the most evil woman to ever walk this planet with the rest of Democrats. That's why I call all a pack of lying demons. And, I want to know what Dr. Chen thought about you. You know, and I like Dr. King, and he got more experience in life than I ever have. But I just want to ask him about the comment about Ilhan Omar that one time, because I know you say she was right about talking about Israel, but
absolutely, thank you, Joe. Great question. Sorry, I got to move quick. Yeah, I mean the whole Q thing. I mean, I don't want to poo-poo folks that like that and everything. It's just that. We'll talk about things that are confirmed and real. They're like, oh, well, then if it's like some thing on 4chan, it must be. What's your view on that, Doc?
Well, you know, I don't have a conspiratorial mind. I mean, I believe in what I know and what are facts. When I went on your show, it was simple. You understood what 9/11 was about. From that day on, we've never really deviated. We may have some differences. I don't know what Q is. I have an idea of what it is. But again, you have to understand. In the world of intelligence, forget the CIA, we play everything. We play it as dialectics, meaning we take one side and then we take the other, and we play it together at the same time. So you don't know whether Q is a product of any one of the 16 or 17 intelligence organizations or whatever it is that we do in games.
Because it's anonymous. It's perfect for cutouts and counter groups, and it just becomes like jumping into black water. You don't know what's in there.
That's exactly right. And if that's a good analogy.
But on this show, it's like 35,000-foot view, crystal clear, mountaintop air. We're very straight up about everything.
Well, InfoWars has been around a long time, and it's very rare when you have a man like Alex Jones who can predict 4 months or 6 months before 9/11 that we were going to have 9/11. And when I heard that, I said, God bless this individual. I'm going to get to know him. And that was it. It's as simple as that. It's not that complicated.
But it wasn't that complicated. They were priming us for it. You know, when the big buildings blow up, we take your rights. I mean, it was all just, they had it all lined up. You can see it. All right. Thank you so much, caller. I can't get to all these. That's why I said only take six calls. You're all great. But Pichetti's got to go. We got other guests coming up. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Texas has a question. Go ahead, Steve.
Joe, good to see you. I consider you an awesome legend. We're up there with Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Well, we love you too, brother. I see your question. Should we take on some Dem strategies? Specify that.
Yeah, so let me elaborate on that. So I see that the Democrats have obviously made a push towards to persuade our Black Americans or Latino Americans or Asian Americans that they are the party for them. And I don't hear enough Republicans, conservatives, libertarians talking about how, especially with the demographic change, this is going to be a serious win for us if we tell them about the freedoms, the liberties that we're all offering, and I wonder if you...
Well, I mean, I try to do that, but, I mean, the media, I don't know how to make things racially based. I'm like Martin Luther King and then I, Jr., that I think just be the ideas, and, you know, I'm not going to say, hey, it's for a black person, it's good for you, too. You know, the left, that's really what's racist to me, is making everything about what color you are. But I mean, obviously, the Democratic Party want domesticated, enslaved people that they can control and dumb down, and I think we should talk more about that. A great question, Steve. Dr. Pichetti, can you comment on that?
Sure. I happen to be Hispanic. When you're born in Cuba and you grow up and you speak Spanish and that's your native language, that's Hispanic. So I assume, like many others, that America will be, it's good for everyone. And contrary to the Democrats or anybody else who tries to fractionalize us or put us into categories, it doesn't work. What works is the opportunity to make mistakes here, not just success, but mistakes. There's no other country where I can make mistakes, and as many as I have, and come back and be successful. Whether you're black, Hispanic, Asian, Hindu, it doesn't really
matter.
That's
really our power, is it is the experiment. It is the Wild Wild West. And let's admit, we're the crazy, diverse pirates we've always been and embrace it.
And that's basically, I agree. I don't think we have to be all that sane, and we don't have to
Of course we're violent. Of course we're crazy. Everybody wants to come here. That's who we are. Let's embrace it. We're maniacs.
Well, I would agree with that. I would agree we're rational maniacs who basically don't mess with us. We're going to come in, and if you think we're weak or something is happening like China does, think again, because the Japanese made that mistake. The Germans made that mistake. Many countries make the mistake that because we're compliant, we're nice, that we cannot be ruthless. I will refer you back to the Civil War by Abraham Lincoln. It was not civil, and it was an auto genocide. And the South was beaten for reasons that had nothing to do with slavery, but had to do with commerce, business.
That's right. It was about the urban controlling the rural, right, just like is happening again. We really appreciate your coming back in the new year. Have a great Christmas. God bless you, Dr. Pachenik.
God bless and happy new year.
All right.
God bless
you. TeePachenik.com. Okay, I'm sorry to David, Alex, Derek, Gene, and Carlos. That's why I told them. Only take 5-6 calls. They put you all on the board. I'm sorry. Great crew. I try to get to everybody now. I'm doing a better job, but we're out of time. Please don't forget, you can still get Christmas for yourself. Great products. Some of the best sales of the year. Double Patriot points. Free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Last chance to get the Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself shirt and others at InfoWarsStore.com. And coming up, Gerald Salente from Kingston, New York.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Thank you for having me on The Alex Jones Show today. And what are we, 2 days before Christmas. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Bon Natale, and also a time to celebrate. Celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace. And as founder of Occupy Peace, the Prince of Peace is my kind of guy. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. And we need peace on earth. Murder, violence, corruption, misery, poverty, wars, protests, riots, strikes. I've been at this for 40 years. 2020 will be my 40th year. Take a look around the world. Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Syria, Yemen, Libya, Algeria, Sudan, Mali, Niger, Guinea, Cameroon, South Africa, Zimbabwe. Oh, forgot about Hong Kong. Yeah. Oh, Chile, Colombia, Peru, Bolivia, Venezuela. Look what's going on around the world. War. Demonstrations. Protests. Never seen again anything like this. I will not die in murderous wars started by murderous leaders of murderous political gangs. Will you or your children? As the founder of Occupy Peace, I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. It's Christmas time. Celebrating the birth of the Prince of Peace. As I said, my kind of guy. Let's give peace a chance. Please consider giving a Christmas gift of peace to Occupy Peace. Because united in peace, we will defeat evil. So, my trip is to Occupy Peace. Is it yours? If so, please join me. I was just thinking, where are all the religions right now? I don't care whatever one you believe in. Where are all the leaders of those religions saying we need peace on earth? We are not going to evolve to a higher level if we live in fear and terror. And I don't want, these people that say, well, We need another war. We could do this and we could just save it. Don't want to hear it. Just for the record, America hasn't won a war since World War II. And they won World War II with the help of the Russians, who now that we've learned to hate so much because of the Democrats putting out all that propaganda as to why Hillary Clinton lost against Donald Trump. Well, clearly she lost because people couldn't stand her. And when you look at her unpopularity rating prior to the election in 2016, it couldn't have been clearer. But yet, they've taught us how to hate the Russians. And now Trump just signed the biggest military bill in our history. And only 48 people in the House of Representatives voted against it. 48 people. Those liberal Democrats, huh? Yeah. Forget about it. I don't want my money going to war. I want it going to peace. This whole thing about the impeachment. Trump was holding back $400 million in military aid for the Ukrainians so they could keep the war going against the Russians. I don't want my money going there. I work very hard, and so does everybody listening, to make a buck. I don't want them stealing my money to give it to the military-industrial complex. And the facts are there. Defense stocks could soar again in 2020 after massive defense spending. Oh, you know where this is coming from? CNBC, not the World Socialist website. The geopolitical uncertainty coupled with a colossal uptick in U.S. military spending could make defense stocks a winning trade once again in 2020. Under the Trump administration, the space has left the broader stock market in the dust. The iShares U.S. Aerospace and Defense Exchange Traded Funds, ITA, has rallied more than 70% since Trump won the election back in 2016. The S&P 500, meanwhile, is up 50% from that time. This year has been no different. The ITA ETFs have surged more than 30% in 2019, while the S&P 500 has gained 27%. Also, a historic boost to U.S. defense budget should be a boom for the defense stocks in 2020. The article goes on and on and on. So, this is where your money's going. Not going to building our rotted infrastructure. Not going to create jobs. Going to the military-industrial complex. Not my trip. And again, anybody that wants to go to war, any leader out there, lead the charge. That's right. Get dressed up in your uniform and lead the charge. And send your kids, send your wife, and send your money. Ain't my trip. I am an American. I am a believer of the real men who brought us liberty, love, and freedom like the founding fathers. And you go back to George Washington. Hey, Christmas Eve is tomorrow. I guess Washington wasn't spending Christmas Eve under the Christmas tree with gifts for his family. No, Washington was crossing the Delaware to fight for freedom. And what's his farewell address? No foreign entanglements. Got it? Look what just came out with the Afghanistan papers. Totally shut down by the mainstream media. Don't even see it. They were out and they're gone. How they lied to us. How they lied to us about what was going on in Afghanistan. It's a time for truth. It's Christmas time. The Prince of Peace, my kind of guy. We'll be back in just a few.
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. Secure a bottle of the good halogen X3 at cost at $29.95 and get a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Buy Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill at 65% off and get a free bottle of Selenium as well. Silver Bullet is only $9.95. Ultimate Female Force and Super Female Vitality Combo are at cost at $29.95. 8-Pack Power Stack is also at cost at $29.95 with free shipping and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hello, hello, hello.
Nice clothes and socks.
The Johnny Alex Jones Show.
I'll soon be with you.
What do we have here?
Give you my
hello.
Surprise. I'll be with you, darling,
soon. Hello, hello, hello. The Johnny Alex Jones Show. Remember, extended the 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale. at InfoWarsStores.com. Free shipping, double Patriot points. As the globalists make their desperate last stand against InfoWars and the Liberty Movement, we need your support now more than ever. So InfoWars is extending the 12 days of Christmas sale until they run out. Some products may not make it into the new year, so make sure you get yours before it's too late. 12-day specials include 60% off BrainForce Plus, 30% off Super Blue singles, and 50% off Super Blue combo packs, 60% off Knockout, on and on and on. Great deals here, and remember, do what you can to support InfoWars. Let freedom ring. And, you know, one of our top trends for 2019 was censorship 2019. And boy, do we have it. And it's only going to get worse. You know, I was talking before about the Afghan war, the longest war in American history, and how they've lied to us about this war. The facts are there in the Pentagon, the Pentagon Papers. Yeah, the other Pentagon Papers. The Afghanistan Papers. They just had an election in Afghanistan. You know when the election was over? Let's see. September. That's right. September. You know when they finished counting the votes? A couple of days ago. Afghanistan struggles to declare a winner in disputed September vote. So, the guy who's been running the show for 5 years, he's back. They had a very, very low turnout. The turnout was a historic low, as about a third of the country's polling centers did not open. A country of 35 million people. First they said 2.2 million people voted. And then, without giving it another reason why, they said, well, only 1.8 million voted. 1.8 million. That's like almost as bad as the stupid Democrat debates that they had last week. 8.2 million people. 8.2 million people from a voting age in this country of 275 million people. So our elections are as worthless as theirs. And again, what this I mentioned about the military-industrial complex. And with all this moronic talk about impeachment, what was it about? Trump holding back $400 million of our money so he could find out the dirt on Biden's son and how the boy got that money along with John Kerry's stepson-in-law's partner for Burisma Energy. And they know nothing about energy, never been to Ukraine, and don't speak the lingo. So, what I'm saying here is the people have no clue what's going on. They're lying about this war and they're wasting our money while we need to rebuild America. So, do what you can to support InfoWars so that we can give peace a chance and, of course, occupy peace. I just want to stay on this Afghanistan papers. U.S. denies public was lied about Afghanistan. And this is from the Defense Secretary, Mark Esper. Between all the folks looking at this conflict over the years, some type of insinuation that there's been large-scale conspiracy is just, to me, ridiculous. Hey, Junior! Maybe to you it's ridiculous, not to me. I know how to read, and I read what they said in that 400 pages of generals, of colonels, of sergeants, and many, many other people saying how they lied to us. So maybe ridiculous to you, but keep it to yourself, Junior. Don't try to shove it on me, boy. I know there's an assertion out there of some sort of coordinated lie over the course of 18 years. I find that a mischaracterization. And that's according to General Mark Millery. Hey, General, save it, Jack. Hey, you can't win a war. You guys haven't won the war. Killed over a couple of 100,000 of them, maybe. Destroyed the country. Cost us trillions of dollars. And how many U.S. soldiers are dead because of this? General, got it. Not a mischaracterization. You are the character that's missing it, man. What else do we have here? And those were honest assessments, and they were never intended to deceive either the Congress or the American people. They're lies, man. They're lies, and you guys is liars. Covering up the losing war that you can't win. Going on 19 years. Hey, General, could you count that high? I am an American. I am not a traitor like all you people that are traitors against General Washington. The first president of the United States. A real fighting man. Who warned us of no foreign entanglements. Let's see over here. What else do we have? U.S. newspaper, the Post, said the documents, which it called the Afghanistan Papers, contradicted, quote, a chorus of public statements from U.S. presidents, military commanders, and diplomats. And that's what they are, man. They dip real low on that mat, bend over, and you know what else. Those are our diplomats. Well, diplomats who assured Americans year after year that they were making progress in Afghanistan and the war was worth fighting. And you know what this General Millery said? That these documents were backwards looking. And that U.S. troops have been successful in rooting out Al-Qaeda and punishing their protectors, the Taliban. Hey, the Taliban were not their protectors. I wrote about this as it was happening in our Trends Journal. They asked for proof that Osama bin Laden had anything to do with this. Bush wouldn't give it to them. Hey, they got bin Laden. How come the war's still going on? It's a losing war, losing money, immoral. It's Christmas time. Time to celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace. Hey, General, could you add that up? Prince of Peace, capisce? We're going to be back in just a few.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, and now your host, Gerald Celente.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and the year ahead. We're in for a wild ride into the future. Just came out with our 2020 top trends. We hit some of them on InfoWars, and I'm going to give you some more today. Of course, the first one is Election 2020, Trump by default. The fault of the Democrats. They got nobody that can run against them that's going to beat them. Again, it's about the swing states. And Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, they ain't going to swing in the swing states. I mean, ain't going to happen. And Biden, this impeachment thing is really going to hurt him.
as more and more dirt comes out, if he's the cat that's going to be running against Trump, about all the dirty deals that the Biden gives boys. That's right. The hunter. They're hunting for free jobs and free money because daddy got the inside deal. Plus, plus, plus. So it ain't not going to beat them. And what's that guy? Bloomberg? Bloomberg? The billionaire running them ads? Bloomberg's going nowhere. Nowhere, no how, no way. I don't see it happening. The guy with that arrogant personality of his, ain't going to happen. Oh, the blacks and Latinos are going to love him. Yeah, the guy that gave you stop and frisk in New York City. Millions don't like the way you look. Get over here. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Oh, I found a joint on you. You're going to jail. And B.S. Bloomberg defended the violation of our rights with a stop and frisk up until he announced he's running for president. Yeah. What a low-life garbage man. Oh, I should say Bloomberg boy, because all these guys are so tough when they got their big guys around them to protect them. Couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag, like most of them. Like that Schiffer guy, too, right? Yeah, I can't spell it the way I want, but take out that other words and put a T at the end. Little boys. Anyway, and when I talk about Bloomberg, one of our other big trends is off with their heads 2.0. You got riots going on around the world. I mentioned some of them before. You know what the big issue is? Hey, they got all the dough and we got none. Income inequality. That's the one thing that the Occupy Wall Street brought out. That the few cats got all the dough, and the rest of us, we got to keep working and working to get everything that we have. And it's just us. They commit the crimes of trillions. And it is too big to jail. Yeah, you remember that. Eric Holder, you remember that? Holder this. Another lowlife slimer. Too big to jail. Hey, you went over the speed limit. You were 10 miles over the speed limit. You didn't have your parking light on. Yeah, the light over your license plate is off. Where were you? Get out of the car. Stand on your head. Repeat the alphabet backwards. Just us. Off with their heads. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it, and they're losing it around the world. They're losing it in Lebanon. They're losing it in Algeria. They're losing it in France. They're losing it in Chile. They're losing it in Colombia, Bolivia, Peru. They're losing it around the world. So, these cats are going to get more of their bodyguards around them and find safe haven places to go to. Some other trends. Independence. That's right. Follow no leader. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Samuel Adams. And that's what's going on around the world. Every place that I mentioned. All those places. Hong Kong, France, Bolivia, Chile. One after another. No leaders. The people are leading themselves. I don't need anybody to lead me, capisce? I was not put on this earth to take orders. I don't give them, I don't take them. Do I follow instructions? Of course I do. Doctor tells me to do this or that, and I believe in what they're saying. I'm all ears and an open mind. Anybody that knows more than I do about different fields, love to listen. And a lot of fields I don't know anything about. But I don't follow orders. I salute. Independence, and a big one. This is for the entrepreneurs, the roaring 2020s. People are down. Look at all these movies they put out. Ah, Star Wars again, oh yeah. The cat, the kitten, the this, the that, all the No happiness, no joy, no feeling up, no feeling high. The roaring 2020s. The people are ready to break loose. The smart entrepreneurs that give them that with elegance. And it doesn't take a lot to be elegant. You can buy stuff online, secondhand, from the highest levels, the pennies on the dollar. Go back to the Great Depression. Hottest, happiest music America ever knew. It was swing time. I have a photo of my parents' wedding. May their souls rest in peace. Italian immigrants. Dressed to the nines, 1934. They were laborers, worked in factories, fish stores, vegetable stores. Dressed beautifully. Elegance. This thing's going down. Not next year, but 2021's my year for the down. And people ask me, what could I do? Get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Raise the level. Step it up. Hey, you know that saying, pigs can't fly? You've heard that. Been to the airport lately? Look at the way people look. People from around the world come in and can't believe it. How low can you go? Not in the roaring 2020s. These are the entrepreneur opportunities. And again, you can get all this in your Trends Journal. It's the only magazine in the world that tells you what's going on, what it means and where it's going. Time Magazine, last week's news next week. Trends Journal, tomorrow's news today. And again, remember, do what you can to support InfoWars this year, next year, and many years to come. Because InfoWars is putting out information that's the truth and helps you prepare. The mainstream media is a stupid, wasted joke. Again, a couple of people die, 5-10 people die in a volcano in New Zealand. Terrible story, very sad for the people. But that's not going to help me learn about what's going on in the world and how to prepare for it. So, real estate. This is going to be the peak year. You're going to lower interest rates. By this time next year, we believe we're going to see them down to 0% to -%. So it's going to keep boosting the market. But in the big cities, it's already slowing down. New York, New York, New York. 1-4 rent sign on 5th Avenue, Madison Avenue. Yeah. It's peaked. Overseas, forget about it. Melbourne, Sydney. Shoo. Down. So, what you can do is profit from the future. That doesn't mean you shouldn't buy real estate. I don't tell anybody what to do. And gold, I still see gold being golden. Even with the markets going up and they keep hitting new highs because all that cheap money coming into the repo markets, gold is still doing well. So, remember, it has to break below 1450. From there, I see it at 1390. Breaks above 1570, shoo. I see it headed toward 2000. So this is a wild ride into the future. Prepare yourself. Step it up. It's the roaring 2020s. Feel good about you, about yourself, and about everything else that could bring you higher. The future's in your hands. Don't drop it. You create the future. The people of InfoWars, the people subscribe to the Trends Journal, the people that want freedom, justice, and the American way. You're the future. Don't let anybody tell you differently, because if they do, you're out of luck. Thank you very much. See-
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.